Day of Nature. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are with you with another episode of Nowruz, a special series. The 13th day of spring in Iran has been called the Day of Nature. People on this day go outdoors to spend the last day of Nowruz holidays in plains, gardens, and mountains. Ancient Iranians considered this year as a symbol of human beings' life in paradise, as the spring rainfall has granted the earth green and refreshed everywhere. This belief would cause them to pray for rain for their farm. Thus, they would go to plains to defeat the demon of drought. Iranians consider going outdoors on the Day of Nature as the symbol of mercy and cleansing of the soul from contaminations and grudges. Going to the open space gives them the opportunity to spend their time in the beautiful nature away from the machine life. Iranian people take different kinds of edibles and spend the day with their relatives and friends. Although the sceneries of plains, mountains, and rivers are always beautiful and soothing, they are more attractive on this day. The contemporary man has this speedily moved toward technology, and cyberspace has spread to every corner of his life. But this has increased stress, concerns, and has alienated mankind. Therefore, a variety of psychological ailments have emerged, causing man to look for calm. The new circumstances have necessitated spending our time in the nature. The more we plunge in technological life, the more we'll feel the vacuum of coordination with the nature and the need to pure oxygen. God says in verse 46 of chapter Hajj, "Have they not traveled over the land so that they may have hearts by which they may apply reason?" The nature is the unmatched exhibition of God's novelty and beauty. The Noble Quran, in many verses, invites mankind to reflect on the nature. It swears by phenomena such as the sky, the earth, the dawn, the sun, the moon, the daytime, the dark night, and so on. Relation with the nature and enjoying its beautiful sceneries are among the simplest ways of getting calm. Experts maintain that buying, looking at, and planting flowers cause joy, positivity, and tranquility. Going to the nature with family and friends and looking at flowers and green trees remarkably balances behaviors and thoughts and creates positive nervous link in the brain. Natural views have deep impacts on psychological health of individuals. Those who go to the nature are healthier than the citizens who spend most of their time in cities and have little time to go to the nature and enjoy beautiful landscapes. It has been proved that looking even at pictures of the nature can alleviate the stresses and anxieties. According to the Noble Quran, the nature is both the place of growth of plants and human beings. Islam has recommended looking at clean running water because it gives very positive feeling and makes the viewer happy. The Quran describes plants as sources of joy, saying, "And we spread out the earth and cast in it firm mountains and caused every delightful kind to grow in it. In this, there is an insight and an admonition for every penitent servant. Also in verse 60 of chapter Naml, we read, "Is he who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water from the sky, whereby we grow delightful gardens, whose trees you could never cause to grow?" Clean environment, healthy water and air, and fertile land are the blessings of God which have, unfortunately, been destroyed rapidly by human beings. Shortage of water resources, water and air pollution, and destruction of forests are the outcome of the industrial world. This world has caused myriads of problems and has made life harder and harder for us. During the recent decades, the issue of preservation of the environment has been seriously raised among different academic circles. The environment has always been respected among Iranians, and they have tried to safeguard it. Every year, various organizations and groups try to make the Day of Nature a day full of security and happiness alongside preserving the nature. It should be said that keeping the nature is among the most necessary duties of mankind. The Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "Try to safeguard and keep the earth and respect it as it is your mother. Anyone who does a good or evil deed on it, it will report." Here, the Prophet means that the earth enjoys understanding and registers every deed that is done on it, and on the Day of Judgment, it will disclose everything that it has seen. 13th of Farvardin is the day of man's inclination toward the nature and beauties of the nature. It is a very good opportunity to gather with our relatives and friends to enjoy the divine blessings together.